Catherine, so we were talking about the sign of the beast and how the possibility is that if indeed these various numbers or the system that they're working on is what they were talking about, then that probably means the entire book of Revelation might be true, which means we could really be in for something.
Yeah, and let me read the section that this comes from in Revelations. This is Revelations chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. I'm reading from the New International Version of the Bible. He also forced everyone. Now, this is one of the beasts that will arise in the end times. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If one has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666, which is where you get the 666 mm-hmm. that people refer to. And most people, I think, have heard 666. Well, this is where it came from, right here, guys. So what this essentially means is that at some point, you will be required to present a number in order to make a purchase. Now, this won't simply mean presenting a number like a credit card, because some people have said, well, when we get to the cashless society, won't using my credit card perhaps be, you know, right. this mark of the beast? Well, it seems fairly clear here that we're talking about a mark physically in someone's hand or forehead. One of the more interesting books that I have is a very dry academic tome in my hand here. It's called The Contribution of British Writers Between 1560 and 1830 to the Interpretation of Revelation 13, 16 to 18. All right? So this is an entire book, 332 pages of dry academic footnotes, looking at this one particular, you know, a couple hundred years of scholars looking into this back before it meant anything.
Right, trying to figure out what the heck it meant.
You got it. And, you know, this question of what does this mean has occupied some of the greatest minds in history. Sir Isaac Newton being one who spent a number of years of his life trying to decipher the meaning of these several sentences out of the Bible. Now, this is a fascinating book because of how wrong they got it. you can read through here and you can see, I mean, they're using the square root of the derivative of the such and so of the number of Roman soldiers. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
How they had to contort themselves and bend over backwards to try to make something fit. Now, this day and age, there are technologies in place right now, which I think even someone who hasn't really given much thought to the Bible could say, well, sure, you know, they're already doing chip implants in people. The technology is available through a company called Applied Digital Solutions.
Right. And matter of fact, they're going to Mexico with this as well. They were there a few weeks ago because they see the Mexican market as huge.
You got it. So there is a company out there that is embedding tiny radio frequency devices right under the flesh of real-life human beings. So people see that, and, you know, many people have made the connection between that particular technology, the Verichip,
right.
and the Mark of the Beast. Now, other technologies have also sort of sprung up alongside of this, which, you know, make, I think, even someone who's not a Christian or maybe hasn't really paid much attention to Revelation say, well, you know, yeah, sure, of course that's what it, I mean, of course you could put something in somebody's hand that would be a payment device linked up with a number. You know, the number of people throughout history who would have, you know, just given anything to know what we now know today, that this is really literally going to happen exactly the way it's written. It's not some fancy, symbolic, careful, calculated, you know, thing where only a scholar could understand it. I think there really will be a time when we will really be asked to take a real live mark in our hands or our forehead.
Might it be our Social Security number embedded in a chip?
I think not, and let me tell you why. A couple of thoughts about this. One of the things is that it's very clear that this is the number of man or the number of a man. In other words, a unique number identifying people. There are a number of candidates out there for what might be a good representative number for human beings in a payment system. Those have ranged from a numerical representation of your fingerprint to a numerical representation of an iris scan to a numerical representation of the geometrics of your face. Now, all of those being physical representations of your body
mm-hmm.
are subject to change. There's only one thing about a human being that will not change, whether you have an accident or get limbs removed or wind up old and decrepit or young and strong.
Is DNA, maybe?
You got it. You got it. And, you know, recently there has been talk of determining, now that we've sequenced the human genome, of taking identifiable parts of that, which would be unique to individuals, sequencing those, turning them into numbers, and putting them on ID cards.
Yes.
And doing that actually at birth.
That's what I thought would happen. You know, yeah. Somebody will be number 999-77742. Someone else will be 999, and it goes all the way down because everybody's DNA is different, and it'll just be different numbers.
Right. And the thing about DNA is you can't fool the system. If we have, and by the way, there's plenty of research out there pointing towards the ability, not in the immediate future, but fairly soon, to on demand determine those series of someone's DNA code so that you could actually get that number pretty quickly. And let me throw out a couple of ideas of what this. Let me back up. Let me give a sense of what the technology is that's in place mm-hmm. now. The 2,000 years ago when this book was written, it simply could not have been imagined. A couple of things had to be necessary in order to create a mark of the beast. One of them is you had to be able to identify everyone on the planet. Now, back when this was written, the boundaries of the planet were actually known to no one. There are people on the planet that had not even, I mean, there were continents that didn't even know
right.
about the existence of other continents.
And we weren't talking about a lot of people.
Well, that too. But people were fairly geographically isolated from one another. This actually talks about the entire world, the entire planet, everyone. And it makes it very clear, you know, it doesn't just say everyone we know. It's literally everyone. And in fact, it emphasizes that. Small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, literally everybody. Now, only in the last, in fact, I was just reading this month's National Geographic, which was talking about some still as of yet uncontacted people within the Amazon jungle. And there, it was kind of an ironic story because it was about a guy going out there and trying to contact them in an effort to keep them uncontacted. It was rather ironic. But there are still very small, isolated pockets of people who have had no contact with, let's say, the outside world. They are vanishing very quickly. And shortly, according to this article and people who look into this, there will be no more people on the planet that do not have a direct link to modern society. So that's one of the pieces. You have to be able to actually access everyone, great and rich and small and
sure.
you know, free and slave, all of that. So we're now to that point. We now have the ability to do that. Another piece that's necessary is you have to be able to somehow link into this big system purchases made as far away as, say, Mount Kilimanjaro or the top of Mount Fuji or the middle of the Amazon jungle. That technology has only been around for the last couple of years, and that technology is using essentially uplinks to satellites. So you need uplinks to satellites in order to make this possible to actually use a numerical system of verification.
That's easy.
You need the Internet to be able to link up my payment computer with the master computer, which controls the database.
That's easy.
So you need the Internet for that. And then the final piece that you need, well, there's the thing in your hand, but the final piece you need in terms of the infrastructure, the economic infrastructure, is you must have some sort of recording device that links up purchases to individuals at the point of sale in our retail establishments.
We don't have that yet.
Well, you know,
we
pretty much do. Let me tell you.
Where is
it? Came home to me. Last summer, I live in New Hampshire, and last summer I went up to this wonderful, I guess you call it an heirloom apple orchard. And they have apples that no one's seen for hundreds of years. I mean, Thomas Jefferson's original apples there. It's really a very middle-of-nowhere place. Very old-fashioned with these, you know, 100-year-old trees. And when I went into the little gift shop, you know, here they've got the worn wooden floor with the sawdust on it, and this is, you know, this is not for tourists. This is really the way this place is. And yet right there on the counter is a gleaming ATM machine, not an ATM, a Visa scanner machine,
mm-hmm.
hooked up to the Internet, which is probably hooked up to a satellite, so that those purchases can be made in real time. And if not to a satellite, at least to a very high-speed cable modem
yep.
connection
absolutely.
Or T1 line. So you've got now, even on the remotest, I doubt something like that exists in the Amazon jungle, but it would be a matter of simply putting it there to get it.
And you don't need wires anymore either.
You know, you don't. Exactly. So that's why, you know, top of Mount Fuji, you want to hook that thing up. You hook it up to a satellite, and in real time you can use your wireless system and meme payments that way. So we are getting to the point where the point of sale equipment needed to link numbers to people is rapidly falling into place.